This is VOAU, the Professor Melton. U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci acknowledged on Wednesday that coronavirus may never be eliminated and that much of the world remains in the pandemic phase of the outbreak. Fauci, an advisor to U.S. President Joe Biden and the infectious diseases director at the National Institutes of Health and Infectious Diseases, made the assessment during a White House briefing on the pandemic. He said it is going to be very difficult, at least in the foreseeable future, and maybe ever, to truly eliminate this highly transmissible virus. Fauci said an adequate level of control can be achieved through vaccinations. He noted the United States still has about 66 million vaccine-eligible people who remain unvaccinated. The United States continues to lead the world in coronavirus infections and deaths. The U.S. death toll is now more than 717,000 people. U.S. President Joe Biden met Wednesday with shipping companies, mega retailers, and unions to discuss how to unblock supply chain bottlenecks caused by the pandemic. On Wednesday, the administration announced the nation's two largest ports, both in California, will expand to 24-hour operation. It also said major companies like Walmart, FedEx, UPS, Samsung, Target, and the Home Depot will ramp up their shipping operations. A number of industries have had difficulty getting materials and finished products onto store shelves because of the pandemic, also labor shortages and spikes in consumer demand. And Hurricane Pamela has been downgraded to a tropical storm just hours after making landfall on Mexico's Pacific coast on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The United States says it's providing an additional $26 million to Ethiopia to help with the humanitarian crisis caused by an armed conflict in the north that has created near famine-like conditions. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that the assistance will help humanitarian agencies to assist some 6 to 7 million people in need, including some of the 900,000 who face famine-like conditions and more than 48,000 who have fled from northern Ethiopia to Sudan. Blinken warned that without a political solution in Ethiopia, the humanitarian problems will continue to worsen. The Ethiopian federal government has been engaged in an armed conflict with forces of the Tigray People's Liberation Front for nearly a year. The White House has announced President Biden will host Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta for a meeting in Washington on Thursday as the White House weighs sanctions against parties to the conflict in a northern region of Ethiopia. The meeting at the White House will mark Biden's first as president with an African leader. In a statement, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki said the two would discuss efforts to defend democracy and human rights, advance peace and security, accelerate economic growth, and tackle climate change. Kenya holds the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council this month. The United States and Kenya have long cooperated on economic and security initiatives, including counterterrorism. 90-year-old Canadian actor William Shatner, also known as Captain Kirk from Star Trek movies and television shows, became the oldest person to fly in space Wednesday as he and three other civilians successfully blasted off and landed safely in the West Texas desert. From a remote launch site, Shatner and his fellow passengers blasted off in the middle of the morning, Texas time, riding in commercial aerospace company Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket and capsule. They flew to the edge of space, that's about 100 kilometers above the Earth, and then returned, their vessel parachuting to the ground. The entire fully automated flight lasted roughly 10 minutes. Shatner was greeted at the capsule by Blue Origin's founder Jeff Bezos, who hugged the actor and offered him champagne, which was later sprayed onto the rest of the crew. An emotional and exhilarated Shatner told Bezos, quote, "What you have given me is the most profound experience. I hope I never recover from this." More on that and all the stories for coverings available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.